This is WSKG News. New York's political world is focused on a race in the Southern Tier that could help determine the future of the state Senate. Karen DeWitt takes the Albany View.
The deputy majority leader of the state Senate, Tom Libous, was convicted of lying to the FBI over obtaining a politically connected job for his son and had to resign his seat in late July. The Binghamton-based Senate district has been held by Republicans for the past 100 years. It's included the former Senate leader, Warren Anderson. But the GOP hold on the Senate is teetering, and Republicans now have the majority in that chamber only because one Democrat meets with them in their conference. The former Senate leader Dean Skelos remains in the Senate, but he faces a trial on corruption charges in the fall. If convicted, he'd also be forced to resign. The former Democratic County Executive of Broome County and close Cuomo ally Barbara Fiala is hoping to win the seat back for the Democrats.
I believe I can, with your help, win this district.
Fiala, who is 71, was Cuomo's motor vehicles commissioner until she stepped down late last year. Even before she announced her candidacy, the governor was already talking her up and saying he'll endorse her.
And she is a really quality person of high integrity. And she is the kind of person who should be welcomed into state government.
It might not seem unusual for a Democratic governor to back a Democratic candidate for the state Senate, but Cuomo's had a close relationship with the Republicans in the Senate, so much so that he's been criticized by the left of his own party for not doing enough to help Democrats get elected to the Senate. The newly chosen deputy majority leader of the Senate, John DeFrancisco, a Republican from Syracuse, says he thinks Cuomo is responding to anger from his party's base.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for him to jump out and be noticed that he's going to be backing the Democrat candidate.
But Senator DeFrancisco says while he likes and respects Fiala, her positions on key issues like Cuomo's Gun Control Act, which she's been for, and hydrofracking, which she's against, may put her at odds with many in the district who resent the gun laws and wanted the natural gas drilling to help the stumbling economy. And he says the governor's support could ultimately backfire.
I don't think the governor's numbers are as great as one might expect in the Southern Tier. So an endorsement that strong may work in the opposite direction.
Republicans have nominated a well-regarded deputy sheriff of Broome County, Fred Akshar, as their candidate in the race. Perhaps with an eye to the longevity enjoyed by past holders of the seat, Warren Anderson held it for 35 years, Libous for 27, the new GOP candidate is 36 years old.
The 52nd District needs a fresh face, fresh ideas, somebody with energy and passion, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins admits that winning the Southern Tier Senate seat would be an uphill battle, but she says it can be done mainly on the strength of the Democratic candidate.
She is an excellent candidate who has proven that she understands the Southern Tier. She's been a long-time public servant and somebody who really will work towards jobs.
There's no official date yet set for the election, but it's expected to be on this year's day for local elections on November 3rd. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.